One of the biggest names in finance wants companies to rethink how they define their values. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink says investing in social and environmental issues isn't about politics or doing the right thing. It can actually help companies make more money in the long run. Robin Farzad is here to tell us more. He's the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Tanya.
So Fink is a billionaire who runs the biggest investment firm in the world. He laid out this vision of what he calls stakeholder capitalism in an annual letter to business leaders. What's his argument?
That thinking more about just the bottom line, I mean, the mercenary bottom line, that prioritizing your workers, sustainability, decarbonization, innovation, the whole spectrum is a more worthwhile capitalism. It is interesting, Tanya, how he too has piled on against, quote, woke, which has come to, you know, mean an amorphous leftist entity that you're seeing othered elsewhere. I mean, there's just this backlash to backlash idea. So that seems to be a bit problematic.
At the same time, some environmental groups have criticized Fink because BlackRock still invests in some major polluters. How did he defend that in his letter?
I mean, he's throwing praise and spending at ESG investing, citing, for example, the brutal disruption that awaits car makers that resist electrification. But environmental groups want BlackRock to divest outright. You know, get out of Exxon, get out of drillers. To that, he responds, divesting from entire sectors, and I'm quoting, or simply passing carbon-intensive assets from public to private markets will not get the world to net zero. And BlackRock does not pursue divestment from oil and gas companies as a policy, close quote. Mm. That remains a huge point of contention.
Okay, looking a little bit deeper at BlackRock, they also announced last week that it now manages more than $10 trillion in assets. So BlackRock and Larry Fink have a huge amount of influence in the business world. Do you think this means that this letter will have any sway?
I think there are a couple of ways of looking at it. This is both opportunity and peril for them. $10 trillion is a ridiculous vault of assets under management, reflecting both the stock market's huge bull run and the massive shift to passive investing, notably exchange-traded funds, where BlackRock is king. The problem with passively owning the market is that you have to passively own the market. If the S&P 500 owns Exxon and several drillers or, you know, textile companies linked to questionable Chinese labor, you have to own these companies. You can, however, be using your suasion behind the scenes to get them to change. And maybe, just maybe, Fink's letter here is a very public way of telegraphing that BlackRock is going to start flexing its clout that way.
You know, one thing, though, that Fink did not address in his letter is the backlash from the political right. We know that last year Texas passed a bill that would block state agencies from doing business with companies that boycott energy companies. I mean, how could that backlash dissuade companies from following Fink's advice, basically?
I mean, yeah, Texas, the likes of Texas it's a country in terms of economic clout and the Fortune 500 companies that it has. But this is a gigantic multinational with ginormous stakes, including the massive players in Texas, such as Dell, automakers. The problem is it still gets bunched and pilloried as wokeism, the leftist drivel, this stuff that Larry Fink is putting in his letter, that others want it to stay in its lane and pursue profit and shareholder return, just leave the rest to the market. He's arguing that that's just an old way of looking at the world.
Robin Farzad is host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.